So I'm at my desk in the open plan area of District 8 Police Station when a rumor blows through the room similar to a gust of wind in a rice paddy. Like big data, big rumor has no obvious source or contact point and is not coherent until you join up all the different packets of information. Behind the station, in the market square, male or female? Not sure. Young or old? Unclear. So, what? Dead. How? Murder or natural causes? Unclear. When? Who knows? Who found the corpse? Dunno. One day, someone will produce an award-winning thesis to show why information that arises from close in is invariably more garbled than that which comes from a distance. In a more remote case, I would have expected precise detail and a named informant and clear orders to investigate. Here, though, with the scene of crime less than 5 minutes stroll away, cops and staff simply turn their heads and stare at me. Pretty soon everyone, including the tea lady, has turned to look at the only homicide cop in the room on duty and available. I shrug and stand up, ready to do my duty, even if there is no foul play. In a case of sudden death, you still need a murder cop to say so before anyone will believe it. Anyway, I'm as curious as everyone else. And, yes, it is easier to descend the emergency stairs to leave the building by the rear entrance and cross the soi to the market and ask the first vendor I see where the body is than to wait for some official order to investigate.
Over in one of those shop houses in the corner behind the roti vendor.
It is true, there is a small crowd just behind the roti vendor who is doing a brisk trade. Does the proximity of death give people a sweet tooth? We know about sex and death, but what about death and other appetites? About 10 people are lining up to buy pancakes, which we call rotis, thanks to our Hindu community, wrapped around bananas smeared in a Swiss chocolate spread, a culinary form long since mastered and perhaps even invented by the stall owner, and it is to these enhanced bananas in wheat flour wrappings that the small crowd has resorted in its grief and confusion. Okay, not grief and confusion. There's nothing like sudden death come murder to provide an excuse for a break, a chat, and a snack. There are no Thai bosses so insensitive that they would force people to work under such pressure of curiosity. For gossip is a force of nature no more deniable than gravity. Do you detect a slightly frivolous mood on my part, reader? I'll call you R, if you don't mind. Please do not label me and my people as callous. You see, the common assumption at this moment is that the body, wherever it is, will be that of an older person. Probably a male vagrant who drank too much rice whiskey and drowned in his own vomit. Or a younger person, not necessarily male, who OD'd on yaba, crystal meth. I'm afraid it is incidents like that, rather than your great operatic homicides, beloved of the media, that form the bread and butter of a murder squad's humble servant such as I. Even the unexpected presence of a forensic team at the S of C does not faze me. They would have experienced the big rumor earlier than the rest of the station, for the laboratory is on the ground floor at the back. They would have felt the invisible pressure to stroll over quite a few minutes before me. Now I see they have left one of their young gophers at the bottom of the three-story shop house, who greets me and jerks his head at the stairs.
Top floor,
he says, without calling me sir. I am sufficiently irritated by this insubordination, a more severe transgression in these parts than corruption, to give him a double take. He looks away. Once I've checked his face, I think it was not insubordination. I think he forgot himself out of some kind of embarrassment or inhibition. His strangeness is sufficiently odd for me to check his face again as I set foot on the stair. He looks slightly scared and seriously embarrassed, as if I will find something personally compromising on the third floor. I put his attitude down to youth and stupidity. I am confident that if a murder were committed on the third floor, it was nothing to do with me. I even have an alibi. I was at home with my wife all night.